Mass Surveillance, Jew World Order, Rabbi Admits Everything, by High Priest Hooded Cobra, December 9th, 2016. Greetings to all our people and satanic comrades. Many naive people out there think and believe that all this mass surveillance and how Google or individuals like Mark Zuckerberg, Jewish, scout on the whole planet is a very normal thing that comes with the times. This is nothing but a Jewish alien plan of world domination. Imagine an alien species infiltrates another species. Of course, if they want to lord over them completely, and if the gray aliens and reptilians need to have complete rulership, they need to have a database of their cattle animals. The climax of this, aside from having every single iris, every single DNA, fingerprint, and every single cattle microchipped, this is what we do to actual cattle today, will ensure total and complete domination over the host species where one wants to invade. That is the reptilian and as thus Jewish mindset. It's the mindset of their progenitors, and this is the mission they have been chosen to execute. Of course, it wasn't the mass universe who ordained them, but some retarded and pathetic lifeforms who like to play God to species who are struggling to advance, like it happens for us here. Scouting internet activity, digitalizing all money, so those controlling the system can add, subtract, and control all the consumer needs of the goy, are some of the attempts the enemy tries to pull onto everyone. Of course, at the same time, they want to mix all races into one human race without any identity, link with the past, and of course, zero spirituality. The Jews have the mentality of the slaver, chosen by God to execute this act and bring it into fulfillment. The enemy aliens who hate humanity and have created the Jews to wipe out all others are God to the Jews. While the Bible talks about all being one, the Jews remain racially separate from anyone else. While all Jewish TV shows emphasize race mixing, all Jews remain racially clean as they know that if their blood is diluted and bastardized with that of the satanic goyim, they will lose their Jewish identity that links them directly to their so-called creator, who is none other than the fictitious Jehovah, behind which do hide nefarious aliens. While the Bible talks about impoverishment as a virtue, the Jews stay rich. While Jewish communism talks about going against work exploitation, Jews own all the factories and abuse the workers. And while the Bible talks about the one and only God, the Jews laugh as they made that hoax to deceive the stupid species who listened to them. The list goes endless. From Jews in Google like Kurzweil, to the banking dynasties, to anything else, all these people are trying to unify all systems of internet, communication, money, etc., so they can basically turn this what they turned the economy. A Jewish oligarchical tyranny, with nutcases like Zuckerberg on the top, knowing everything and anything about you. They work in a global network. How are people so retarded and naive to actually give Jews so much power and influence out of nowhere? Well, the Jews hijacked religion. Religion is seen as some sort of set of beliefs, but it is actually instructions left behind the creator, Satan, on how we can reach him and those who created us. If this information is destroyed and diluted, an enemy species that wants to conquer another can do this easily, such as in the case of our own evolving species. Little do people know that all of this has been conditioned in the heads of the masses by predictive programming, the so-called Mark of the Beast or Mark of the Goyim, which is actually the plan to cattle all human beings into animals under the financial and physical control of the Jews under one global empire ruled under Jesus or the Messiah that will rule with a rod of iron over all Goyim of the planet. Little do all people know that all of that did not begin with any Gentile race on the planet, but the Jewish race, while many doubt the connection between the rabbis and the nowadays Jews, they are nothing but one and the same, down to the last one. While a small Jew is a creeper that tries to snitch small secrets to control a couple people, the top of the Jew world order does that to the whole planet. For example, we can see the Torah and the Jewish Bible, and we can see evidently where all this need for surveillance and the idea that someone scouts on you 24/7 came from. Why does the all-powerful need to know everything so badly? Because it is not all-powerful at all. Proverbs 15:3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching the evil and the good. Job 34:21. God watches everything we do. Psalm 121:8. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. These are just a few of the examples. Other examples are how God even scouts over people masturbating and kills them if they sin. Now, that is obviously not the universe in the sense of God. Why would the universe watch you as you masturbate anyway? But herein is reflected both the psychopathy of the creeping Jews and their alien masters. The Jews are very aware of this agenda, from the last rabbi down to Mark Zuckerberg, or Ray Kurzweil in Google, or Sergey Brin, down to Bill Gates and everyone else. They all know what's up, but the masses are blindfolded by the media and fake news reality all these people project into the goyim cattle to control them. All your reality, showbiz, and what you think to these people are is false. These people are on a mission, and many of them are in a mission no different than how many satanic souls fight for the good of Satan and for freedom. These other people fight for the demands of the reptilians. We see the same ideas in futuristic movies in Hollywood, video games, and in pretty much everything else, simply because these are the ideas of the Jews created and programmed the mass mind with, and also these are the ideas they program humanity through owning 98% of the global media, gaming industry, and all the mainstream religions. These thoughts did not come by coincidence or by plan of God, but the Jewish morbid plans. These are the plans of the Jews and of the powers behind this slave race. Nothing happens by coincidence, and if any all-powerful being wanted to do anything, it would not need all this systematic, thousand-years-old brainwashing to finally get humanity to turn into such a direction. Behind Jewish communism, the idea of technological slavery and assimilation of into one race, one planet, one kind, Jews excluded as they will be the rulers of this mess, there is the idea of singularity, just a fancy word for spiritually backing up rabbinical communism. Contrary to the propaganda that this is a developed model of existence, this is one step away from complete unconsciousness and total non-existence. In non-existence, there is no duality. Existence begins when duality occurs, and the state prior to that is only vain potential. In fact, duality and separation is what makes existence matter, and the monad or the ether is nothing but a reptilian dupe to cheat on civilizations to enslave them, as the monad is only existing by individual, self-realized beings, and otherwise it doesn't make any sense or matter, because nobody exists, so it can matter to anyone. Returning to the one and unifying for species has the complete opposite effect of the one nature demands for the species that are to advance. Reverting back to that state is against nature's will, which pushes beings to advance their own blueprint connected with a source of infinite potential in existence. Advancement is separation into a working unity and not oneness. Singularity and living in a mass hive mind is for underdeveloped species, and that's only ideal for slave entities. We, Satan's children and the Gentiles, do possess an entry to the mass mind of humanity. This comes with spiritual advancement, and also an ego and individuality. The enemy has removed the ego component of their slaves and victims, and this is because this is a development in the soul and evolution of life forms that is very advanced in its nature. They do not like this. Behind all of the attempts of Zuckerberg to make the web one, and all of the attempts of the Jew Kurzweil to convince the Goyim of becoming robots hooked into a mass Google cloud where all brains are connected into one via the internet, or get brain implants, all of that is a systematic dupe the enemy does to all other planets to enslave all living life and turn them in the end as a slave race like the Greys. All of us who have met the so-called gray aliens and other strange and bizarre astral entities of the enemy, we know they can be defeated, and also they are not all-knowing, let alone even closely to omnipotent or all-powerful. That's just the enemy trying to make it happen by making the masses believe it through the Jewish hoax Bible book. The following is just one random rabbi that talks openly of the plan of the alien enemy to mass control and mass enslave humanity through technological warfare, mass surveillance in plain terms. Here, the Jew admits that this is the enemy aliens whom we are fighting, and Satan is fighting with the gods who are doing this excrement to humanity. Don't buy the kike playing the spiritual lawyer, as this concept has nothing to do with anything great or spiritually beautiful. Here the Jew admits, all the Jewish world governments are not directed by Satan, but by the Jewish angels and the Jewish entities who are behind Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. These are the nefarious beings humanity is praising right now, but this is coming to an end. Some naive idiots are like, wow, these Satanists are really believing in aliens. That's so strange, crazy. However, when rabbis and other living excrement has been saying the same thing for thousands of years, then that rings completely normal, right? Nothing nutcase here at all. If Satanists do it, it requires much thought, and it could totally be false. If rabbis openly admit it, just another logical day in the Jew tricks. Welcome to the new world, where those who are naive and retarded enough to not see these facts are the new idiots. Because, well, asleep fellow Goyim, everyone else here knows. Maybe the untrained and the uneducated see archetypes, or all sorts of other make-believe, but the fact is, these beings do actually exist fully and completely. Welcome to the Age of Aquarius, and let the truth of Satan finally be known. Humanity is imprisoned, and it must break free. Cope with it, and pick a side so you can finally fight for a better future for humanity. What remains is you to know and pick a side, because time is running out and the enemy is all in the loop and they all know what's up. And if they do not directly, they know indirectly. Or should we just brush over the fact that all the pagan religions openly worshipped Satan, the creator and fashioner of the Gentile human races, who was known in the ancient world to have fathered Gentiles in Egypt and everywhere else? Nothing is new. We are believing in the rediscovered core religion of mankind. Nothing is too far out of the box where these things are concerned, because the box is nothing but the Jew tricks, the reality generated by the Jews to dictate what is acceptable and what is not. It's just that with mass awakening, the Goyim are again having the privilege of re-communicating with our gods. Given the Jews attacked humanity, removed forcibly the knowledge, abilities, and many other methods and occult practices that were an everyday life in the ancient past. So as for the alien agenda opposing that of our own, this is just meant to return all species back into non-existence, straight into death of consciousness, back to apehood, exactly where humanity was before Satan gave us advanced genetics. The following here is by Rabbi Ariel Tzadok from You Are Being Watched, So What? You're being watched. You do know this, don't you? Now, don't get paranoid and think that Big Brother and the New World Order conspiracy is behind all this. Even if they are real and indeed monitoring and influencing everything that we do, nonetheless, they too have to be taking their orders from somewhere and someone. Conspiracy theories abound on just who they may be. We are being watched. Yes, right here and right now, they are watching us. They record everything that we do, say, and even think. Their existence is not like ours. Their agenda is not like ours. Their essence is not like ours. If we were ever able to see one of them, their appearance would freak us out big time. At least was the experience of the biblical prophets Isaiah and Ezekiel, who did indeed see them. The biblical book of Daniel talks much about them. Daniel called them the watchers. They are the ones watching us, and it is they who are giving the marching orders to those who are given the directives to the world leaders who are behind the worldwide conspiracy and the New World Order. We have the technology to take us into realms previously inaccessible. What will we find there? Will we find those extraterrestrial races that the Bible and other religions have long referred to as angels and demons? If there is any truth to the Bible and to religion in general, then, in order for humanity as a whole to move forward into our collective future and growth, we must properly understand that which we already know from our past in light of that which we are now learning. Imagine the possibilities of discovering the realities of ancient lost truths and what such knowledge can do for our future. The true religion of the future will be our revitalized understanding of the revelations of the past. Rest assured that modern talk about extraterrestrial life and related topics have their foundations in fact. Rest assured that the powers that be know more than what the public is told. Rest assured that this is nothing to fear. The singularity that we call G-D is well in charge of all this, and what we know and do not know is still very much under the control of a greater hand. We will not escape their influence. We cannot. The watchers are with us. They are all around us. There are no secrets from them. They watch our behavior and they read our thoughts. From the Jew essay named Conspiracy Theories. Like I have long said, Big Brother is watching us, all of us, even now as I write these words and as you are reading them. My response, I quote Alfred E. Newman, what, me worry? Why should I worry about Big Brother? If I am on his target list, so what? And how can I be so brazen not to fear Big Brother? Again, what, me worry? Granted, Big Brother is there watching. But little does Big Brother suspect, but B.A. is watching B.B. Yes, our Heavenly Father, Big Abba, B.A. is watching over all. From them and their plan, by the same poop lover. There goes the kike to openly reveal the communist wet dream of his alien counterparts. What is their ultimate plan? The answer to this should be obvious. They seek control to establish a united Earth under control of a singular body. Who are they? Time will tell. But this much I can tell you with absolute certainty. They have been here for a very long time. They have been in control for as long as it can be remembered. They are ancient and even spoken about in the Bible. They should never be trifled with. They understand, but they do not forgive nor forget. Who are they? You should be able to figure it out by now. If you have, then you understand why they maintain their anonymity. If you have, then you know why they cannot be successfully challenged. If you have, then you see why the future must unfold according to an ancient but certain pattern. They are who they are. Their plan is their plan. Here we go again, the Jew and its aliens trying to play the all-powerful and their Torah asswipe as some sort of universal mandate that these imbeciles wrote themselves. Bottom line, keep up the reverse Torah rituals, and let's get rid of that excrement so humanity can finally take off towards a brighter future. Hail Satan!